Let's face it, you've probably seen the ads or had the thought yourself, is there a real way to make some extra money online? And then bam, you're hit with this like wall of gurus, each with their secret system promising riches while you
Oh,
sleep.
yeah. It's overwhelming.
It's enough to make your head spin, right? What you really want is something straightforward, you know, a path that cuts through the hype and actually delivers without needing a decoder ring.
And that's precisely what we're digging into today,
Yeah.
specifically for you, the listener who wants clarity.
Absolutely. Forget the fleeting trends and the magic bullet software.
Our aim here is to dissect a really practical approach to building an online income stream. And our guide for this deep dive is a YouTube video by Mark Tilbury. It's called How to Actually Make Money Online, No BS Guide.
Right. Mark Tilbury. Now, he isn't just another internet personality, right?
No, not at all.
This is someone who built a thriving traditional business way back pre-internet days, became a self-made millionaire, and then saw the digital revolution completely change everything.
And instead of getting left behind, he dove in head first. He learned what works, often the hard way. He admits losing millions in the process.
Wow, millions.
But he cracked the code, rebuilt his businesses for this digital age, and now he's sharing those hard-won insights.
So this isn't theory, it's real-world experience, someone who's actually been in the trenches.
Precisely. He's seen firsthand what leads to success and, maybe more crucially, what leads to failure.
Okay.
So our mission today is to pull out his core framework for making money online. We want to pinpoint the common mistakes, identify the essential steps for building a successful side hustle, all tailored for you, someone who wants to learn quickly, effectively.
Good.
He outlines what he calls three main stages of this online wealth wheel, and there's even a secret fourth stage.
Ooh, a secret fourth stage. Okay, intrigued. Let's unpack this. Starting with stage one, getting started or not. Now, this might seem obvious, but it's about those who haven't actually launched any kind of online side income yet. And here's a really eye-opening stat Tilbury shares. A staggering 55% of people never even take that first step.
55%.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah, right.
What's fascinating about that number, especially for you listening, is thinking about why. You know, with living costs rising, relying on just one income feels, well, risky for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
So the desire for a side income is probably strong. Yet that initial leap seems to be a huge barrier.
And it sounds like the biggest hurdle is exactly what we mentioned at the start, just the sheer amount of information online. Overwhelming.
Totally. Tilbury calls it a jungle, filled with tempting ads, overhyped methods. It just leads to confusion, not clarity.
Yeah, like analysis paralysis. So many options, you just freeze.
And let's be honest, a lot of it is misleading. Promises of easy riches, passive income with no work. It makes you skeptical. Hard to know where to even start. So for those wanting to start, the crucial first step, Tilbury says, is filtering the noise. Find a method that actually aligns with your skills, your budget, and, you know, your lifestyle.
Makes sense. He points out if you already have skills people want online, like video editing, graphic design, coding, maybe even setting up Discord
Oh
servers.
yeah, those are definitely in demand.
Right. Those are valuable assets. It's like use the tools you already have.
And for you, the listener, if you have that expertise, that's a direct path to income. You're not starting from zero.
Good point.
But Tilbury also addresses those who maybe don't have specific online skills or just prefer not dealing directly with clients, which you often get with service businesses.
Right, and that's where product-based businesses come in. He suggests that as a really viable alternative. And what's really interesting is his mention of selling products online without holding any inventory yourself. That sounds like a potential game changer for a lot of people worried about upfront costs and logistics.
It absolutely is. The old way, buying stock, storing it, shipping it, that's a big hurdle. By mentioning selling without inventory, he's hinting at models like drop shipping. We'll get more into that when we talk specifics later.
Okay.
So, stage one is really about getting over that inertia, navigating the online confusion, and finding a starting point that actually fits you, whether that's using your skills or exploring products.
Okay, so let's say you've taken that step, you've started something. That brings us to stage two, the failing side hustle trap. Now, Tilbury defines this as making less than what, $50 a month online?
Less than $50 a month.
Yeah.
And he says about 28% of people are stuck right there.
28%. That's a lot of people putting in effort for not much return.
It is. And this is where he drops what he calls a potentially hard-to-hear truth.
Uh-oh.
He says it's almost never the side hustle idea itself that's flawed. The most likely reason it's failing is, well, simply a lack of consistent time and effort.
Ouch. Okay, that's blunt, but probably true for many. Easy to start strong, then life happens. Motivation dips.
Exactly. And this inconsistency often comes from what Tilbury calls shiny object syndrome.
Ah, yes, I've heard of this.
It's that pattern, right?
Yeah.
Jumping from one trendy method to another without really committing. One week it's drop shipping, then print on demand, then Amazon KDP, maybe stock trading, trying a social media agency. The list goes on.
Oh, I can totally see that. You see someone making bank with the latest hot thing, and suddenly your own project feels dull. You chase the next big promise.
And the core issue, Tilbury explains, is that while many of these can work, they all need time and focus. By constantly switching, you're just starting over each time. No momentum.
Right.
He uses this great analogy like gold miners digging, then giving up right before they hit the vein. They abandon progress, start somewhere else, repeat the cycle. Wasted effort.
That's a powerful image, all that digging, abandoned. So for anyone recognizing that pattern in themselves, what's the way out?
First step, self-awareness. Recognize if you're chasing shiny objects, if you're frequently jumping ship, acknowledge it. Then the key is pick one method and commit. Forget finding the perfect hustle. Just choose something that seems relatively simple to start and has potential to grow.
Okay, focus is key. But how do you choose that one method? There are so many options.
Well, Tilbury gives a strong recommendation based on his own experience. E-commerce. He says it's made him the most money online.
E-commerce, okay.
Yeah.
But doesn't that mean warehouses, shipping?
That's the old way. Mm-hmm. He emphasizes how much it's evolved. He specifically talks about leveraging AI-built Shopify stores.
Yeah, the AI angle.
Interesting. Yeah, apparently instead of weeks of setup, you can use a free tool. He mentions buildyourstore.ai and get a functional automated store running in minutes.
Minutes. Wow. Okay, tell me more.
It sounds super streamlined. You basically put in your name, email, pick a niche you like, fashion, tech, pets, whatever, and the AI does the rest. Finds products, designs the store professionally, all initially free.
Hmm.
And he mentioned the link in the video description for the tool, plus an exclusive 3-month Shopify trial for just $1 a month.
That sounds like a really low-risk way to test the waters. Okay, so the store's set up, but what about getting products to customers, the inventory issue?
Exactly, and that's where he highlights integration with a tool called AutoDS.
AutoDS.
He describes it like an autopilot system.
Yeah.
For your store. It automates finding trending products, importing them, keeping prices and images updated.
Nice.
And crucially, it manages shipping orders directly to your customers. You never touch the inventory. Your focus is just getting customers. The system handles the fulfillment.
That sounds incredibly efficient. Like, it removes a major headache.
It really does. He does mention AutoDS supports his channel.
Yeah.
But he makes it clear he recommends them because they genuinely simplify the whole e-commerce thing.
Got it. So store built with AI, fulfillment automated. How do you get people to the store?
Right, traffic. He's just tapping into free TikTok videos.
TikTok. Makes sense. Huge reach.
Yeah, he gives this hypothetical. Create engaging videos of your products, get maybe 100,000 views. Even with a low 1% conversion rate on a $10 product, that could be $10,000 in revenue.
Wow. That really frames the potential of organic social media.
Definitely. So the key to escaping that failing stage, according to Tilbury, is committing to a simple automated model like this. Focus your effort on driving traffic.
Yeah.
Leverage these tools for setup and logistics. Stop jumping around. Choose, launch, be consistent.
Okay. Choose, launch, be consistent. Got it.
Precisely. Pick a clear path, stick with it, use automation, and focus your energy on promotion and engaging customers.
All right, so let's say you've done that. You escaped the trap, you're making consistent income. Stage 3, running a successful side hustle.
Hmm.
Tilbury says only about 16% make more than $50 a month, and the really successful ones are pulling in like upwards of $10,000 a month. What are they doing differently?
Right. This is where we get into the strategies that separate the dabblers from those building something really substantial. Tilbury breaks it down into 4 key steps. First one, niche down. Stop trying to appeal to everyone.
Laser beam, not floodlight. I like that.
Instead of a general store selling a bit of everything, focus on a specific, well-defined audience.
It seems counterintuitive, maybe. Like, wouldn't a wider net catch more fish?
That's the common thought. But he argues it dilutes your message. Trying to be everything to everyone means you don't really resonate strongly with anyone.
Okay.
He strongly recommends actually writing down details about your ideal customer. use a notepad, notes app, whatever. Their age, interests, struggles, what content they consume, get specific.
Like creating a detailed customer avatar.
Precisely. The clearer you are on who you're talking to, the easier it is to create content, pick products, and tailor marketing that actually grabs their attention. Like he says, it's better to speak directly to one person's needs than shout into a crowd hoping someone listens.
Makes sense. Okay, step two for success. Consistency over perfection. We touched on this, but it's about daily habits now.
It is. He sees people start strong, go hard for a few weeks, then fade out if results aren't immediate and huge.
Yeah, impatience is killer.
Right. The real key is small, consistent daily actions. Not sporadic bursts. You don't need to work crazy hours daily, but you do need to show up regularly. Small steps add up. Don't wait for perfect. Just start and keep iterating.
And he gives practical examples for, say, an e-commerce store.
Yeah, like posting product content daily to stay visible, actively engaging with comments and messages, building that community, and continuously testing things like product descriptions, images. Small tweaks can make a big difference to sales.
Right. It's the compound effect of those small daily actions.
Exactly. Build momentum, increases visibility, strengthens connection with your audience. It's not about home runs every day, just consistently getting on base.
Okay. Step three, show, don't just tell. This feels crucial online since people can't touch the product.
Totally. Tillery says many marketers fail because they don't clearly show why someone should buy. Just listing features isn't enough. You need to demonstrate the benefits.
Can you give an example?
He uses custom gaming controllers. Just showing gameplay with a link. Not very persuasive.
Yep.
You need to show the controller itself, highlight the special features, extra paddles, trigger stops, and then explain the benefit. These help you react faster, gain a competitive edge, then compare it side by side with a standard controller. Make the difference obvious.
Ah, okay. So it's connecting the feature to the tangible result for the customer.
Exactly. Bridge that gap. If they can't clearly see the product, understand its unique advantages, and grasp how it helps them, they probably won't buy. Clarity is key online.
Got it. And the fourth key step for a successful side hustle.
Build trust with social proof. Especially important today with, you know, online scams being a thing. People need reassurance.
Absolutely. Trust is huge. How do you build it, especially when you're new?
Tillery gives several practical tips. One smart one, order your own product. Film an unboxing video. Shows people exactly what they'll get.
That's clever.
Even if you have no sales yet, ask friends or family for honest reviews after trying the product. Get some initial positive feedback out there. And crucially, show real people using your products, not just generic stock photos.
Humanize the brand.
Exactly. Build confidence. People have had bad online buying experiences, so you need to proactively overcome that skepticism.
Okay, so those are the four keys to running a successful side hustle. Niche down, consistency over perfection, show, don't tell, and build social proof. That covers stage three.
Right.
But you mentioned the secret fourth stage.
Yes, stage four.
Yeah.
Running an elite side hustle. Tillery reckons less than 1% reach this level.
Less than 1%. Wow. Okay, what's the secret sauce?
It boils down to one crucial practice. Consistently reinvesting profits back into the side hustle.
Reinvesting, so not just taking the profits out to spend.
Exactly. It's tempting to buy nice things, but Tillery says the real power of money, especially early on, is using it to make more money. He suggests that investing back into your own business often offers more direct control and potentially higher returns than, say, the stock market, particularly in the growth phase.
Okay, where should that reinvestment go? He breaks it down.
Yeah, three key areas. First, upgrading your tools. Maybe you started with free stuff. As you make money, reinvest in tools that save time, automate more, help you scale.
Makes sense. Leverage.
Second, acquiring more customers. The top earners don't just wait for sales. They actively invest in marketing ads, testing content, maybe influencer collaborations to drive more targeted traffic.
So feeding the growth engine.
Precisely. And the third area, this one's interesting, is outsourcing.
Outsourcing, even early on. Doesn't that seem expensive?
Tillery frames it as a mindset shift that sets the elite apart. Start small. Outsource a logo design on Fiverr. Pay a friend to help film content. The principle is viewing those first profits as fuel for growth, not just spending money. That mindset shift, he argues, is what propels people into that top 1%.
So it's treating it like a real business from early on, using profits to scale up, not just as pocket money.
Exactly. A long-term perspective. Sacrificing some immediate spending for potentially exponential growth later.
Okay, wow. That covers a lot. So just to quickly recap, we went through the online wealth wheel. Stage one, getting started, overcoming that inertia. Stage two, escaping the failing hustle trap, committing to a method like automated e-commerce. Stage three, running it successfully, niching down, consistency, showing benefits, building trust.
Right.
And then the secret fourth stage, the elite level, achieved by consistently reinvesting profits back into upgrading tools, acquiring customers, and outsourcing.
Mm-hmm. And for you, listening, the key takeaway is really to pause and think. Where are you on this wheel right now? Still hesitant to start, stuck in that frustrating second stage, or maybe seeing success but wanting to hit that next level?
Yeah, and based on where you are, identify just one or two actionable steps from this deep dive. If you haven't started, maybe it's identifying that skill or exploring that AI store builder. If you're stuck, maybe it's committing to one thing for, say, 90 days.
Absolutely. And if you are seeing success, how can you double down on understanding your customer or start implementing those four keys more consistently? Or even think about that first reinvestment.
Right. The online income world is huge and always changing. Think about what part of this resonated most with you. Maybe it was the AI stuff, maybe the customer focus. Those could be areas for you to explore further.
Definitely. It's lots to dig into.
So as you go about your day, here's a final thought to consider. What small, consistent action can you commit to taking today? Not just for some quick cash, but to start actively building that more secure, more flexible, maybe more fulfilling future in the long run.
Mm-hmm. The potential is there.
Yeah.
It's about intentional action, focus, and that long-term perspective.